Hour number three, Jay Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Guests via the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline. We're on Zone TV, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Periscope. On Twitter at Jay Martin and Ramon. At Ramon Foster, at Jay Ferron Sports, at Jay Martin Radio. Letting it ride for just a second.
As That's
welcome
what she
everyone.
Said.
But yeah, there it is. There it is. At Rep B Tennessee with us, Rep Brian Titans Radio.
The legend.
What's going on, Rhett?
Another day, another training camp practice is just a little while down the road here.
Did you hear that Tom Brady and Larry Fitzgerald are hosting a SiriusXM show? They're going to be doing a weekly SiriusXM show this year, hosted by
Jim Gray.
Indeed.
And you know who's doing the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night, right?
Oh, no.
It is Scott Graham.
Oh. Scott Graham.
This broadcast brought to you by Barbasol.
My TV's going to be so loud.
Scott Graham.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of Scott Graham on this show Friday?
Well, actually, we're working on getting James Lofton, his broadcasting partner, on the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
There we are. Alongside James Lofton, I'm Scott Graham.
Can we mock Scott Graham with James Lofton on the air?
No.
Please. James, can we be real for a second? Scott Graham.
You're listening to Westwood One's coverage of the Pro Football Hall of Fame game.
Rhett, your voice loves the free.
Rhett's going to have a Barbasol sponsorship.
Easily. You should. Bring it, Barbasol. I will embrace you. Come on.
I will wear your product.
I will. I will shave with your product.
Rhettimus, man. So, Titans camp. Get a little break in the weather this week, man.
Oh, man, it is quite the contrast from a week ago.
Golly, you see a little bit of a difference from the guys in that aspect as far
no
as
question.
Movement? Yeah.
No question, Ramon, because when we got to last Thursday, started noticing a couple of guys leaving with heat-related, a couple of the big fellas. And, you know, just the difference in the energy and things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've lived it. You've done it. I mean, how hot does it get in Latrobe, Pennsylvania?
It's a bowl, man.
You know, so everybody feels it in some way or the other, unless you're the Cowboys out in Oxnard, California. So, yeah. And so much to the point that Coach Vrabel backed off, Friday's practice by 30 minutes and shortened it by 30 minutes.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wowzers.
And Saturday was, you know, it was okay. And that was, you know, he was starting to see some of the fumble exchanges, you know, from center and kicking situations, all this, that, and the other. And then you noticed it immediately this week when the weather and the humidity dropped. Guys are running out of the locker room. And, of course, first day in pads yesterday, spirited, more physical, obviously. But, yeah, you could certainly see a difference there in energy level and all those things.
Yesterday was first day in pads or second day in pads?
Yesterday was first day in pads.
First day in pads. Mm-hmm. How was the reaction towards that? I saw they basically had a little bit of an Oklahoma drill with the wide receivers and with the running backs and linebackers. I mean, was a little bit of chippiness out there, the one-on-ones, the O-line, D-line? I got a whole lot of questions.
I mean, nobody threw down or anything like they did with the Giants and Logan Ryan. Now, that was a whole different story. But, no, there were guys getting into it now.
Yeah.
I mean, Danico Autry is, you know, knocking around Nate Davis and, you know, Big Jeff and Tierre Tart and those guys. I mean, they're mauling and pushing around. And now where it gets a little dicey is when, you know, Ben Jones gets on the ground and is slow to get up. So it's like, that's the first thing that, you know, that's going to get Coach Vrabel's attention and stay up. So. that's the goal right now.
Isn't it funny when you can tell who the coach really cares about is when he yells out, stay up, instead of, hey, just move it up, move it up 15 yards.
The most frequent things you hear during camp is stay up, and then water, get water.
That's a good
Come
thing.
On, Rashawn. Jayon, get water. Water up, boys. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, and making sure that they're hydrated. But yeah, I mean, look, first of all, kickers yesterday,
I heard they were flawless.
Small victory. They were perfect. Sam Ficken and McCann both hit them through the uprights. True. So, but yeah, it's you know, it's exciting to see. And you can tell they're building towards their first contest in Atlanta next Friday. Hard to believe that's already here. And that is why the days are getting a little longer for yours truly. But it's good. I like it.
Two young guys in the secondary, Fulton and Farley, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What are we getting at? We've heard a lot about Fulton and Farley. We got a chance to put eyeballs on him. Those two guys are going to be necessary for this defense to be a big adjustment from what it was last year.
All right, so let's start with Farley.
Okay.
Long, tall drink of water. That is a long cornerback.
Bigger than you thought.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can read all the measurables and look at all that stuff that Coach Mack and all of us do during draft preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see him out there. I mean, and he looks taller because he's wearing that single digit because he's got that option now and he's wearing a three. Came out on Monday, stretch, warm up, individual, went back in. Mm-hmm. Expected that, mm-hmm. right? Yesterday goes an hour deep into practice. So I see, you know, we'll see if there's anything today recovery wise and if they back him off a little bit or not. Cause if he goes again he's pushing.
They said full clearance though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, they're also being very careful
right.
about this. And when he was cleared for Monday, I'm like, okay, I expect him to go out there and do stretch, individual, warm-ups, whatever, and go back in. That's exactly what happened. Yesterday went an hour deep into practice. So if he feels good this morning and talking to Todd Torricelli and Frank Perino, you know, he could go further into this thing. But I love the progress being mm-hmm. made right now because it's all about getting to September the 12th, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
where we're at.
All that matters.
Healthy, unlike the Colts.
Wow. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Gracious.
Not a good story either. We'll talk more.
Christian Fulton looks like the guy that you took in the second round and should have been in the first round because of what happened at LSU. He went in the second round and mm-hmm. I'm glad he went to the Titans there. That's a guy that has added some bulk in this. Looks a little bigger. And certainly is benefiting from having a full in-person offseason that they did not. He and Darrington Evans both have, you know, those are the two-year guys that need to take a step forward. They are definitely doing that.
So what you mean by full NFL offseason? Simply this: no school, no classes, no study hall.
Well, and everything was virtual last year.
And just
until that, you got to camp.
You got time to focus on being a pro. There's a difference between college offseason and NFL offseason.
Sure.
And you're seeing the results of that from Christian Fulton.
But because of a pandemic, everything was a virtual meeting and all this stuff until they got to camp. So they didn't get any rookie mini camp or OTAs or any of that stuff. So they had that this time around. Yeah. So this is really not year two for them. This is like, you know, year 1.5.
There you go. Year 1.5. We'll come back. We'll talk more. The telephone number to join, so you have questions, 615-737-1045. Top observation, Auntie Erin on YouTube. We'll give it to her. So zebra cakes, we going all in bite for bite, or anyone else eat the edges first, asking for a friend?
I just devour them.
Me too.
They're really good.
I've never done the edge thing with the zebra cake.
I've never been a particular, you know, style of eating. I just
a particular set of skills, a little Debbie is called.
Particular set of skills.
We'll be right back. More with Red Bryan here, 104.5 The Zone. Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer, Jason Martin, Red Bryan, Titans Radio with us. Rhett, did you hear what I happened to say yesterday on the air?
Are you kidding? You couldn't see me in the studio next door with my mouth open?
I've been fighting saying this out loud now for about a week.
Do it, Jay.
I'm picking the Titans to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't take it lightly at all. I was shocked, like a lot of people, because that's not your normal MO. That's not your, you know. And I would agree that, you know, you haven't been harsh about the Titans, but you've given them quite a bit of critique in the spots where, you know, they probably deserved it. But,
mm-hmm.
I heard one of the callers driving in this morning with you guys talking about that you went out on that limb with all these caveats, but I'm like, but that's every team every year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the lucky bounces of the ball. You have to have health on your side. And sometimes it's other things around you. And that's the thing that is going to be interesting for me to see is how Mike Vrabel handles this with the outside noise. And sometimes that is can be a, you know, a false positive in terms of the AFC South is literally crumbling around you. And really, the onus is on the Titans to go get that division. But that's but the thing is, and I think I know Mike Vrabel at all. It's hey guys, that's our job anyway, is to go win the AFC South division. We can't falter. We got to go do this anyway, regardless of who's doing what. We can't control anything in the other three places.
Or you can't think also that the Colts aren't still going to put a good product out there on the field.
That's right. Well, look. How many times over the years when either the Titans or the Jags have been bad or both have been bad where it is just a dogfight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these division battles, they're a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it means something regardless of whether the division overall is terrible or not or whatever. And, you know, we still don't know about what is going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Is he going to play? Is he going to be traded? I know that in their first day of pads yesterday, he was not out there. So that tells me he was there, but not suited up.
And he ain't old enough to get a vet day.
No.
Not like
and
that.
And, you know, they're treating all of that with kid gloves, trying to figure out, you know, how to navigate that. I still say Urban Meyer is going to be the demise of Jacksonville because he does not want to play by the NFL rules.
No, he thinks he's smarter than the NFL.
And the NFL is going to show him. Much like a Catholic school nun with a ruler across the knuckles. And I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then Indianapolis, Chris Ballard is about to pull whatever hair he has left out with what's going on here.
Yeah.
With, you know, with a quarterback and then probably your next best, probably your best offensive player that isn't a skill position player, one of the best guards in the league in Quentin Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you said it earlier this morning, Ramon. 30-year-old Eric Fisher coming off of Achilles.
Yeah.
And then Sam Tevy, who they got from the Chargers, is one of those guys that's expected to be the back. Sam Tevy is, you know, he's not that great.
I'm sad.
The Raven Clark, not that great. So whoever is back there under center is going to have some issues.
Yeah, they are. So when we're looking at Jess Vrabel and what's surrounding him, though, what's got to be – his focus going into this week one against this mobile quarterback against a team that's they basically put together the Lakers of the football. The Lakers of the NFL as far as a team goes and name goes. At some point, we're going to have to see them chase down these mobile quarterbacks. Do they have Lamar this year? Well, they got a bunch of guys they got to have to change down, starting with Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray too. This defensive front line, are they getting after it in practice, right?
Yes, they are. Okay. I mean, listen, Tyre Tart, Simmons, Autry, pretty physical yesterday.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. And they look, it's just like these corners going up against a different set of great skilled wide receivers every week. Mm-hmm. There's those battles within the battle, right? The one-on-ones that you got to win. But, yeah, they're caving some things in. I think that's the thing in all of your tangibles that you're talking about with your prediction, Jason, is that, and you may have mentioned this and I missed it, but Jeffrey Simmons has to take that next step forward. And in talking to Mike Keith about this, he believes what that is tangible numbers on paper that he gets a 7 or 8 sack season.
So I what I said
from
was,
that position.
One of the things that I'm leaning on is I believe you have anchors defensively. I believe Byard's an anchor who's also pissed off because of last year.
Yep.
And I think he's out to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff emerges into an anchor this year. And I think a healthy Bud Dupree becomes an anchor as well. I think that you've got Denico Autry to help lift Jeffrey Simmons up. I feel like you've got Bud Dupree to help lift Rashawn Evans, to help lift Jayon Brown a little bit. And they play better off each other, too. And if they're both healthy, that helps. He's going to help everybody out there. I think Jenkins.
Yeah, Jackrabbit's a big part of this, too.
He's playing more and more. Like, everything I read about it, I like. Like, I like his energy. I like what he's saying about the young guys. And I honestly think that Caleb Farley has this, has the mindset that he'll run through a brick wall with Bud and DeNico and some of the nasty. That's what this defense, I think, was missing last year, was just some ugly, other than Jeff.
Yeah, you need some nasty.
Yeah, you got to have
a nasty streak in there. And listen, all you got to do is put on the tape against the Titans and you can see what DeNico Autry can do.
Yeah.
Because he has hurt them so many times.
Huh.
And I cannot state how big it is to have him in the right uniform in the right place for the Titans. Caleb Farley, I'll underline it with this. He has been in the ear of everybody he can ask. Jackrabbit, Byard, whoever. He wants to learn. He wants to be. And that's, you know, those are the things that you want to see from a young man like that. And listen, there's a guy who's got a heck of a lot to prove.
Yeah.
You know, he probably thought he should have been the first corner taken, but because of a discectomy, he was not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's got that chip there too. But, you know, with all these ifs and buts and candies and nuts, so to speak, these things, you know, you need Tierra Tart to be taking a step forward and taking himself seriously in his game, who dropped 4% body fat in the offseason because he's taking it seriously. You need Christian Fulton, Darrington Evans. You need these guys to you know, fill up in places. And it's like I was saying yesterday, you know, this defense, and I think that's what you hear from Shane Bowen in this, if you can continue to be excellent in the turnover game, which they were number one in the NFL, somehow tidy up what you give up on third down and improve pass rush with the aforementioned Bud Dupree and company, you don't need to score 31 points a game.
No, right. Like
you
said,
won't have to.
Yeah.
Like your friend that was telling you they're going to need to drop 50 against these other guys. If your defense can get to somewhere around 20 points given up, you don't need to score 31.
Like I said, they don't have to be number one in the league. They just have to be middle of the road with that offense because they're going to score
a
ton of
points. You can't give up 51% on third down. You can't do that.
No, I absolutely agree with that. When you look at, I don't know, there's something else. I mean, I always forget about Weaver, and I forget about Molden. I forget about some of these other guys. You like everything that you're hearing, but one question that I've seen mentioned several times, and I think about it too, there's a time when you come into work and you don't want to be there. There's a time when you go into work because you're cashing a paycheck to feed your family. And then there's coming in to do this show for 4 hours when you're Vince McMahon grapefruit walking in every single time. Not arrogance, but confidence. Do you see some swag, some saunter?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Along with the blue-collar mentality of this team.
Every time that we have an availability post-practice with a defensive player, I mean, I heard Harold Landry last week, and he's giddy as a schoolgirl about this whole thing.
Mm.
And Bud hadn't even come out of there yet.
Right.
So, but yeah, there is – and look, I know that people are like, well, listen, hope springs eternal. Everybody's, you know, undefeated right now. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But they know – that they are knocking on the door of potentially something extremely special. And you can see the people who have put in the work to get to this point to go do that. I mentioned Kari Blossengame we talked to him yesterday. He's put on 10 pounds to embrace the fullback role. And Derrick Henry has already outlined how important he is to that running game in previous chats with Derrick Henry with the media. Anthony Firkser, he has put on the bulk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see guys are transforming their bodies. Tierra Tart, I told you, lost 4% of his body fat. For a big man, that is huge.
That's big time. Yes,
Christian
indeed.
Fulton, while he didn't look like wiry last year, you can tell he's added.
He's looking like a pro.
Yes.
Okay.
And so is Amani Hooker, who is in year three. So, you know, you've got guys that have made the personal commitment so that they can get to the team goal commitment.
I'm not sure what the rotation is like as far as this offensive line go, but that right tackle position is up for competition. It's open for competition. Mm-hmm. Dylan Raiden is a guy, and we also know Kendall Lamb. So I'm not sure if they're working in anybody else. inside of at right tackle. But what have those two guys looked at? And Kendall Lamb was as candid as anybody was last week in his interview. He was talking about he had to go back in the building because he had to go use the restroom and all that type of stuff. But he seems to be like open about everything that's in front of him. Is the young rookie doing the same thing? What does that back and forth look like between those two?
Well, they've used several different guys at right tackle, right, not just those two, okay, in sub packages and just, you know, trying all kinds of things. I know Kendall Lamb didn't come in here to just be a backup. I know he's going to compete for that, and he is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Dylan Radins, I don't know how soon he's the right tackle, but I think it's imminent.
He got it.
It's imminent. I don't know if it's week one, but it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's another guy who is chirping and picking at Lawan and Saffold about what I need to do, and they have already been mentoring. You know, those two guys, Saffold and Lawan, trying to get back in because they were dinged up last year. They came in a couple days early and were already mentoring young Radins. So, you know, the energy is good. The chemistry is good. We've got to get them on the gridiron and see where the translation is and all this. And I know that for everybody that's listening, it's like, well, Rhett, you're really high on all this. Well, I'm just telling you, I see lots of things that I like. I also see things that they need to work on. That is what camp is for.
Yes. Money Rice, Jayon, Rashawn, David Long Jr. That position right there. And the thing is, all of those guys can play. You got to give it to them. They have something about their game. Is this going to be linebacker by committee? Or is, you know, we're going to see a young rookie come in Money Rice? Like, where are we at with that group of guys right there, Rhett? Is that something that's going to be a concern? Because we know what we think the front end and back end can do.
Well, let me answer it this way. We talked about, you know, do you see the swagger? Do you see some confidence?
Yeah.
I see confidence because of the personnel that you mentioned. This defense was clearly different when Jayon Brown got hurt and went out.
Uh-huh.
And they know it. Uh-huh. And he knows it. And I see it when he gets plugged in there. We know how good he is laterally, how good he is dropping back and cover, his quick movements, his short area quicks.
Right.
They missed that when he was gone. And by osmosis, one of his best friends on that team, Rashawn Evans, number 54.
Yes, sir.
He's a different player now because of that. Because Rashawn Evans, when he had to put that green dot on his helmet, that's not his MO. That's not really who he is.
Okay.
I'm not knocking Rashawn Evans. I love Rashawn. Those are two of my favorite dudes on that team.
Yeah.
But I know there's a confidence there that his guy's back and those guys are working, you know, symbiotically in this thing.
The communication, they're on the same page more than ever because of Jayon Brown.
That's another caveat to his prediction and that they're going to win the Super Bowl is that you've got to have Jayon. Jayon has to be a part of that in this middle tier of that defense. It's got to be there.
So what are we getting out of Derrick? And we've heard everything about Tannehill. We heard about Julio. We've heard about AJ. The one guy, I'm not sure how much he's done in practice other than seeing him work on the side, but that's Derrick Henry. And I know, hey, unplug him, put him in uniform, and put him out there. But what has camp been like for a guy like him?
You'll see him in, you know, some of the 7-on-7 stuff, but at a lot of points in the first several days of camp, he will pull out early and do individual stuff, work in the sand pit by the bubble, do his own thing, get on an elliptical, and just kind of, you can tell, you know, obviously he knows and they know he had over 350 carries last year.
Yeah.
And so we've got load management working again in this thing. Mm-hmm. And to your point, plug him in and play. Right?
Yeah.
I don't care if he plays a snap in preseason. Yeah, I want him out there snap number one September the 12th against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
But, it's been lighter work for him in terms of how much team stuff is going on. And it's by design. Again, that's the thing that we're all trying to look at is – what is the mentality of Mike Vrabel and his coaching staff now that there are just 3 preseason games, knowing there are 17 regular season games that await you, and how you acquiesce and change a little of that. And I'm sure they laid out that plan, but you know, Coach Vrabel said it in one of his first days after practice, after the first couple of practices, is that having that plan in place, but also knowing that you may need to shift and adjust in those things as you are counting the steps and counting the reps, you know, that pitch count for different guys.
Rhett, if you're the Colts, what do you do at the quarterback position?
You're going to have to go get somebody. I mean, Jacob Eason has no experience. Sam Ehlinger has less than that.
Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley has a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to go do something. And I guess if I am Chris Ballard, I'm going to Athens, Alabama, and I'm going to bug Phillip Rivers.
Make him say no, right?
That's exactly what I would
agree.
Do. That is your best, most viable option without making a trade from somebody else. Because you can't wait for a quarterback to be released just before the regular season. You can't do that.
And then Foles is I keep hearing this from all these people that have been in the league that are on television and everything else, talking heads. Foles is not good. He's not good. Like, I understand he was his best with Frank Reich. I get that. But why?
If he was good, why isn't he still in Jacksonville?
Right. Didn't go well in Jacksonville.
How did Gardner Minshew, a sixth-round pick, beat him out?
I mean, I would go for Minshew before Foles.
Sure.
I'd go for Minshew if they trade him in division or if they move him in division. You can probably get him fairly cheap. He's making $850,000 a year.
This is the examples of the overvalue of the position because it's a quarterback league. This is the example of that.
Yeah.
You know, he caught lightning in a bottle.
Had a great defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had a good running attack. And he played well.
He really did. He did not mess anything up. And he was more than just a game manager. But that ship has sailed.
But the difference between a backup and a starter is just a backup can get you a couple games, probably. Mm-hmm. That's what you hope is your backup doesn't make you have to change your offense and you don't fall off a cliff.
You want Neil O'Donnell in 1999 Perfect. To help you get to the Super Bowl because if Neil O'Donnell isn't there, there's no way they do because Mac 9 missed a handful of games after the
and then
season
you,
opener.
I mean, you look at Fitzpatrick at his best is a 2-3 week guy that comes in and plays pretty well for you. Problem is, then he gets another contract. And then he ends up in Washington where he starts. Like that becomes the issue. What about Marcus?
I mean, I'm certain that is something they have looked at or are looking at. I mean, because, you know, the Raiders overpaid him as a backup, and I'm sure they'd like to lighten that load. I don't know who the other quarterbacks are in their rotation in Las Vegas. I haven't paid close enough attention, but that's something that I'm sure they're looking at.
Right, I mean, next
free agent quarterback pool is
Jimmy G. John Lynch is saying he's playing the best football of his life right now. He's basically saying, "Hey, he's available. PS5's in stock, but it's on eBay for $2,000."
Check this out. I've got new mulch, and look at these beautiful flowers I've laid out. There's the curb appeal.
Same house we just
painted. Jimmy Garoppolo. There is mulch.
Yeah.
Come
on. Manure, it's bro. Biff Tannen.
Biff Tannen. Look at you with the back to the
right. Next like week, it. First play of the game, run or pass for the Titans.
It's run.
Run game.
It's run.
Okay.
Unless it's out of the backfield pass to Darrington Evans.
That's what I wanted to kind of hear. I want to see what he's going to. Derrick Henry should see.
Darrington Evans is going to be a big part of this offense.
I'm looking forward to seeing how he fits. No question about it. Michael Burgett says it best. At J-Mart and Ramon, another great segment with that Rhett B. Tennessee, unofficially sponsored by
Barbasol.
When we come back, birthdays. Moan has yet to get one this week.
I have heard he has really gotten into the old wagon rut, to use the old West expression.
He has dropped the ball like Kenny Britt in a Titans uniform.
I can't talk.
Like Justin Hunter in a Titans uniform. Like Justin Hunter in a Steelers uniform.
He can jump up and touch the ceiling tiles 12 feet up in the locker room, but can't come down with 2 feet in the end zone.
I'm waiting for a Tyrone Calico reference.
Wow.
Like Tyrone Calico in a Titans uniform.
That's some age on that one, too, man.
Got nothing.
Wow.
Catching balls with oven mitts, man. That's you with birthdays.
With grease on them.
I think you're going to have a good day today, though, Moan.
That's going to be good.
You need to have a good day because you're going to have a bad night on that first pitch. Be right back. It is J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
What happened?
J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Mm-mm-mm. Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Guests appear via the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline. Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live, Periscope. That's where you can find us on Zone TV. Take a phone call before we get to birthdays. We also have some tickets to give away in the final hour of the show. Jeremy, what's going on?
What's up, Jeremy?
Not much, man. I happened to call Buck Rising show yesterday after he had you on the air after, you know, he was kind of heckling you about your prediction. And I told him I'm on board with it, too. So whatever punishment they kind of line up for me, I told him, I said, I'll be on the firing squad with J-Mart. So
ooh.
I'm 100% behind what this team is doing.
Ride or die, buddy.
That's
the way it goes. Appreciate you, Jeremy.
Love that.
By the way, Barbasol is now following us on Twitter.
Yeah, it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen.
Get our this own sponsorship.
This is being spoken into existence.
Rhett's going to
end
it.
There it is.
We're going to make this happen.
There it is.
All right, birthdays.
Yes.
Sports birthdays. Roger Clemens is 59.
Ooh.
Jeff Gordon, 50.
Okay.
Dean Malenko, 62.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea who that is, Mom? I heard the way you said that. I'm looking dead in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the lie.
You know what he just did? He just did this.
Yeah? Yeah. You pretty much did.
I did.
Any idea who Dean Malenko is, Mom?
Only Plinko I know is from
Plinko?
Wait, what? Only Inko I know is from
Inko?
I have no idea.
Stinko. Kinko. More like it. Kinko. Yeah, pop copy.
The Dingo.
Dean Malenko, the Iceman, former WCW Cruiserweight champion, longtime agent in WWE. Great. One of the greatest technical wrestlers. One year, he was PWI 500's number one best wrestler in the world.
He's in AEW
now. 97, I believe he was. What'd you say? Yeah, he's in AEW, yeah.
Okay.
And this is the only sports birthday that matters today.
August 4th, who?
Greg Joseph.
Greg Joseph?
27 years old.
Mm, awesome.
Just here to assert your dominance. You know who Greg Joseph is, Mel?
Jay, I ain't got a clue.
Former kicker for the Tennessee Titans.
Right. There it is.
Who actually, that
won a ring
really,
last year.
That doesn't really narrow it down anymore.
That didn't really narrow it down.
Won a ring in Tampa last year.
Did he really? You talking about Suck Up?
Two Titans did.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, I was going to say Suck Up is the only one I remember
yeah,
that was there.
They were both there.
Yeah, I'm not here to, you know, assert my dominance or anything.
I'm just here to beat Greg Joseph. That's what he said.
There it is. Well, he got a ring.
Went to Florida Atlantic.
All right.
Another one we're not going to have time for. Yo-Yo is 50.
Hey. Okay.
Rap queen.
Yes, indeed. Ice Cube.
Now to the business at hand. Also, Barack Obama is 60.
Hey, happy birthday.
Richard Belzer, 77, Mo.
I got this, and I know this. Law and Order.
That's right.
Whoa! Whoa!
I actually thought that one would not be one you
was
got today.
Not expecting that.
Law and order, and homicide, life on the street.
Yes, sir.
Hell, man, Ramon just went.
Come by with me, bro.
Yes,
all right,
I did.
Then I think you're going 3 for 5.
Let's go.
Daniel Day Kim is 53.
Dog, I really hate to do this.
The Hulk. He actually had a small role in the Hulk. Which Hulk?
Don't matter what.
Did you
Hulk.
Look him up?
Well, how would I look that up? Look at my computer.
I can honestly say he didn't look it up.
Crushing
he
it.
Didn't look it up.
I'm going.
I can't believe this. This is insane.
Look where
what
I'm at.
What is happening?
What? I do, but that ain't the movie that you were thinking about.
I
don't believe that. He had that like a tiniest
no,
role in Hulk.
He did not look it up.
I told you. You didn't hear me.
You just guessed
out.
Right.
It felt right, Jay.
That's the dumbest. You are lying, Moan.
He's not lying.
He has like a 30-second spot in Hulk. You couldn't pick
you
him out of a lineup, Moan.
I got. Okay,
what else
tell
is
me
he
another
in?
Role.
He got it right.
I got
lost.
What? Okay.
Hawaii 5-0.
With
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You looked him up, man. You looked at whose birthdays
Jay,
were today, and you looked that
you
up.
Know, I
got this
that.
One, Law and Order. You he did it, but he cheated
us,
both times.
Because he ain't us.
I am calling straight shenanigans. There is skullduggery afoot.
Yeah, that's some turd stuff right there.
You are 0 for 2. You have cheated.
No, I'm
you
not going to take it away from him.
This.
No.
There is no way that Richard Belzer, I know this,
Law and
order.
Come on,
and
dog.
Then I'm going to take a shot at this. Hulk? Come on, man.
I was thinking Marvel. All right. It's cool. They hate us.
Well, you'll get this when Billy Bob Thornton, 66.
Billy Bob Thornton, Slingman.
What?
Slingman, isn't it? What's the name of it?
You almost got there.
Slingblade.
Slingman.
Slingblade.
Billy Bob Slingman Thornton. Slingman is incorrect. We got to take your first
you
answer.
You said Slingblade.
No, but you got to take your first answer.
No, I'm giving him three for three. I'm giving him three for three.
I'll give him one for three. I think he cheated on
this. I'm giving him three for three.
Greta Gerwig is 38.
Mom. Not a chance.
The Lady in the Tramp?
Not a nice thing to say about a lady.
Lady Bird.
That's right.
Is it right?
She directed it. She
well, then
it's demerit.
Okay, now I'm thinking he's cheating.
He's cheating.
Now he's cheating.
Have you seen me?
No, because you shouldn't have got that. No, I'm
There's
thinking
no,
no
way.
No, I'm thinking you cheated.
I
this
have
morning.
Nothing in my headset.
No, I think you looked it up this morning. And see now, you know what?
You've just
now,
gone too far.
You know what?
I told you.
Now it's a work.
Shout out to you.
Now
Chuck.
It's a work.
Charles, I appreciate you.
Now it's a work.
I can't believe you have dishonored this game.
I don't look at my screen.
I don't care what's on your screen now.
Did I win the day? Fam, I ain't even went to the.
No, you're being disqualified.
No. I'm on fire right
now. Russian judge is throwing it out.
I'm on fire right now.
Not that I care anymore because the game has been.
You're a Russian.
Why? Because I'm right?
You're a Russian
Why,
doper
because
right
I'm
now.
Right?
No. Prove you should not have got Greta Gerwig.
No way.
No.
Belzer, no. I can almost understand. I can almost understand you watching Law and Order.
Billy Bob, I'll give you.
Billy Bob, I would have thought you would have known.
I'm throwing things up against the wall here,
Daniel
guys.
Day Kim and Hulk, when he was in Hulk. It for like 20 seconds.
It don't matter. He was
Greta
in
Greta Gerwig, and he goes, Lady Bird?
Did I?
He first said Lady and the Tramp to try and throw you off the scent. You're deceitful, Moan.
Can you prove it?
I don't have to prove it. We could do a poll, I promise you.
Give me my flowers, y'all. Flood them.
No flowers.
Flood them.
You get poison ivy.
Give me my flowers.
Finally,
everybody.
Meghan Markle is 40. I know you know who that is.
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
She's in Canada now.
What?
She's well, she is Canadian,
family.
Right?
Yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. She is.
Okay,
Royal yeah, they are in Canada now.
You know, what else, you know what else she's famous for, Mom?
She's an actress also.
In?
I forget, 90210?
No. Suits.
Suits.
Fourth hour of the Four show is next. Tell us on Zone TV and tweet us at J Martin Ramon.
I'm doing Maroney face. I'm doing the smirk like,
whether or not you believe Ramon just cheated in birthdays. I am disgusted right now. He's going to scuff up that baseball at the Sounds
up,
game
Charles?
Tonight, too.
That's a disgusting act.
Fourth hour coming up after the headlines. J Martin and Ramon. We got Eric Kane from Sports Animal in Knoxville. He's at practice with the Vols, looking at the quarterbacks. We'll talk to him about that. A lot coming up. I'm disgusted right now. We'll be back.
Only got one thing to say.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.